Hello guys, my name is Theo and I will speak about how to achieve high performance rating queues within CG Rates without storing something about me. I work as a senior software developer at ITC.com, company offering VoIP and billing platform implementation since 2007, and we are focusing exclusively on CG Rates. A short introduction about CG Rates. It's a real-time enterprise billing suite. It's pluggable into an existing infrastructure and it's non-intrusive. I like to say that you don't have to modify your business logic to work with CG Rates. You configure CG Rates to work with your business logic. It's open source. All sources are available on GitHub, where we have also example for both tariff plans and configurations for the most common things like number portability, fraud detection, LCR, etc. The project is test-driven development. It has more than 7,000 tests as part of the build system. An important thing about CG Rates is that it has a modular architecture. Because of this, most of the subsystem can be used as a standalone component outside of CG Rates code. Each subsystem has a rich set of APIs. It's feature-rich, it can be used as an online or offline charging system, it's multi-tenancy, support-derived charging and A number rating, has account balance management with bundles, for example 3 minutes or first 100 SMS are free, after that you need to pay 1 cent per SMS and combination like this. It supports event charging with balance reservation and refund, CDR logging with support for interim records, fraud detection, LCR with QoS or bundles. For example, 3 minutes are took in consideration when we choose the winner supplier. Also, CG Rates offer a large set of built-in metrics, or you can custom your own metrics. Here we have a picture with CG Rates architecture. On the left side, we have the input sources. All these sources communicate with CG Rates through different agents. They convert the request into CG Rates event and send it further to sessions to be processed. From here, it is sent to different subsystems. For example, attributes, to add, update, or remove specific fields, to RALs, to apply a cost, to resources, to allocate a channel for the call, and so on. In this talk, we'll focus on Event Reader subsystem. Event Reader can import event from various sources, for example, from files or from external sources like Kafka, IMQP, SQS. It supports partial CDR merging. For this, Event Reader uses the cache mechanism. Partial CDR are stored in memory until it's found its pair. In case that a partial CDR doesn't have a pair, to prevent memory overload, we simply removed it from cache based on a time, a TTL option for example. Event Reader, like other agents, can be configured based on templates defined in JSON format. Pick what field you want to build a CGR event. The further processing is controlled via processor flags and support regex for content mediation. Attribute S is a subsystem in CG Rates that it uses to add, remove, or update the fields from a CGR event. The configuration for Attribute S contains two parts. One part is the configuration file for the engine, where we enable the subsystem and configure other fields like indexes. And the second part, the attribute profile, that contains information about what field to update from the event. The selection of attribute profile can be done based on indexes, or the user can specify inside the API what attribute profile to use directly. CDRS is the subsystem that handles CDR processing, can be used outside of CG Rates scope. It has a full set of APIs available. It can receive events from various sources like API or HTTP if the handler for HTTP was configured. Together with stats, offers various information about all the CDRs or specific CDRs, like average call duration, average call cost, total call duration, post-dial delay, PDD, and can export the CDR in real time to Event Exporter without storing them. Event Exporter is a subsystem in CGRate that is used to export the CGR events to different outputs. It can export the same event to multiple outputs. We had customers that they export the same event to three outputs: Kafka, Elasticsearch, and RabbitMQ. Event Exporter can be configured based on template fields defined in JSON format. Select only some fields for the event or CDR to be exported. It supports regex for content mediation. Here is an example of a workflow for real-time processing CDRs and CGR events. Kafka server communicates with the event reader from the left side. FreeSwitch sends the event to the FreeSwitch agent, and the event reader from the right reads CSV files from a folder. All three send the request to sessions to be processed. Sessions send the event to attributes to be updated, for example, to add an additional field or to remove one, or to update. And attributes respond to sessions with updated events. After that, the events are sent to CDRS to be processed. CDRS send also the events to attributes for additional modification if is the case. Additionally, the CDRS asks RALS what is the price for the event -CDR then apply. After they are processed with success by CDRS, they are sent to Event Exporter. The Event Exporter processes the event with attributes and build the event based on templates to be exported to the specific place. This workflow is in real time and it took only a few milliseconds, somewhere between 10 and 20 milliseconds. In case that the CDRS doesn't need to ask RALS for the cost, for example, the CDR or the event is already built, all the process is happened in less than 10 milliseconds. Here is a sample processor template for event reader. The ID is the ID of the reader. Run delay is -1, which means read the files once they appear in the folder. Field separator is set to comma, the default separator for CSV files, but can be set to what do you want. The type of the reader is meta file CSV. The source path is the path to folder from where the reader reads the events. The flag set what to do with the events after they are built. In this case, send to sessions and from sessions to CDR has to be processed. And log the event. By default, it's system log. Fields set what fields the event will contain. For example, the value for the first field tenant will be the value from the first column. For the field tour or type of record, the value will be a constant, meta voice, and so on. Here is a sample for CDRS config. First, we enable the subsystem. After that, we create the connections with attributes, RALS, and exporter. Online CDR exports set what exporter to use in order to export the events. Here is a sample for processor template for event exporter. The first exporter will export the event to a Kafka server in a JSON map format. The export path is the address of the server, in this case localhost and port 9092. In the ops section are set extra options, in this case topic with value cgrates underscore cdrs. Tenant have value cgrates.org. Attempts set how many retries in case the event is not sent with success from the first time. The field set what fields contains the exported event. The second exporter will export the event to an IMQP version 1 server in a JSON map format. The export path is the connection string used to connect to the IMQP server. In the opts as above are set extra options, in this case QID. The tenant and the fields are the same as in case of the Kafka exporter, but for this exporter it will try one time because attempts is one. Now a short recap. In the first part of this talk we present what is CGRate and a short list of features. After that we present in a picture the full architecture of the CGRate, how the subsystem communicates with each other, and present the path of a simple workflow. Next, we analyze some subsystem and present a workflow to achieve rating queues in real time without touching the hard drive. In the last part, we present some configuration sample for event reader, CDR server, and event exporter.